Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria Coles Johnson, the original Lifestyle CEO. And you know where you have arrived, at the one place on your internet dial where we empower you to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. And I am so excited today, Monday, June 5th, to announce the publication of my new book, The Lifestyle CEO. And, of course, the subtitle is How to Break All the Rules, Build Your Own Corporate Ladder, and Create the Life You Love, hot off the presses and available at LifestyleCEO.com. I hope you guys had a great weekend. It's been a couple of weeks since we've been on the air live. Since last week was a holiday, we aired one of our encore shows last week, and I hope everyone enjoyed that. And I am so excited today to have one of my favorite people on the show. We have got a show today about building media buzz on a budget. I'm calling this the Buzz on a Budget Show because I know that all you lifestyle CEOs out there are really creative when it comes to figuring out ways to get the word out about your business. And there's no better way to do it than to deal with the media. And there's so many media opportunities, so many media outlets. It's easy to get overwhelmed, and that's why I have hitched my star to an expert in the area. She is a New York City publicist, the owner of Bella PR in the heart of New York City, and she has worked with women all over the country to get their businesses featured in the best women's magazines with the most significant circulations in the entire country. Welcome, Marla Russo, to the Lifestyle CEO Show.
Oh, thank you, Donna Maria. That was some intro. I really like that.
Well, I tell you, you deserve every bit of it, and we don't have time to talk about all the great things that I know about you. But what we are going to talk about is all the wonderful information that you have to share. And let's start with your experience, Marla. Tell me and the listeners a little bit about how it is that you got started with your own business.
Right. Well, after college, I obviously, like every college graduate, was looking for a job, anything that would pay somewhat of the bills.
Right.
And I had a friend of mine who said that her sister-in-law, who's actually going on maternity leave, was looking for an assistant in PR. Well, I didn't know anything about PR, but okay, I'm a people person. Let's give it a shot. And really, they weren't looking for anyone with experience, so it worked out perfect.
Okay.
So showed up there and had dived right in, working on big corporate accounts as Unilever and Pfizer. And doing that for several months, next thing, she goes into labor, and she's no longer in the office, and I'm running these major accounts. But, you know, it was frightening, but I had the best experience. I picked it up. I picked up the trade, and I knew it just somewhat came natural, and I was loving it, and it was exciting, and I got to do really great things from doing video news releases, going to the Oscars, working with such corporate companies, and getting a feel of how that's all brought together, and so on. And then I was there for about 3.5 years, and I just knew, okay, I need to see what else is out there. I had the taste of the corporate world, somewhat of the corporate world. I mean, when you do PR, beauty and fashion, it's not as much as doing PR for businesses, corporate businesses. It's a whole different ball game. So I went to a smaller agency, and I was pretty much there for about 4 to 6 months. And then I just realized, I guess the Leo that I am, I just realized, you know, I can do this. I wasn't growing in the smaller company. I was, you know, I've done so much, and they had me doing so little. So I knew the thing that really would make me happy is to go out there and to start my own thing. And I knew I had the contacts and the relationships and the support from editors, friends, family. Mm-hmm. So I gave it a shot, and I knew that this was the time to do it. I was 24, and I knew I didn't have a family to feed, and I had very supportive parents and family and, you know, friends that they took care of me in all different ways. So
So you started, you basically didn't even, like so many other lifestyle CEOs, didn't have starting a business on your mind.
No. I mean, I did when I was working for these corporate companies and representing them, and I always felt it would be so great to have a business. I do come from a family of entrepreneurs. My father started his business in a garage, and while he had two children under his belt to feed and take care of. So that was a little inspiration for me and motivation. But as for when I went to the second agency, I just knew, okay, I'm not growing here. I'm not learning. Let's give it a shot. Let's do it. So I remember last day, you know, I left work and I was in the middle of the street is somewhere down in Soho, and I called up my father and my mother. I said, I just want to let you guys know that I might leave my job and I might start my own thing. And just from day one, the support has been amazing. And so I did that. I went in, you know, I told a friend of mine, we were working together at that time at this smaller agency. And I said to her, I'm going to start my own thing. And she's like, what? And then 3 days later, I came back. I had a website all up. I already spoke to a lawyer to get the name. You know, it was something, it was a drive in me, and I didn't, you know, when you really think about it, it could sometimes, doing too much thinking can turn you away and get you scared and say, oh, you know what, maybe this is not a bright idea. You know, what about the stress and the bills and this? But, you know, I came up with the idea, I wanted to do it, and I just did it. And, you know, I'm proud to say it will be 5 years. In a few more months, and it's been a success. I started my business, you know, after I left the company, I did have an option of taking a couple of clients with me, but I knew that this industry, it's a big industry, but yeah, it's small. Everyone knows everyone, and I didn't want to burn any bridges, and I wanted to do it right. So I said, no, thank you. You know, maybe in a couple of years while my business is up and going, if you want to come to me, you come to me. You know, that is the way how business runs. Right. But I wanted to do it right. And so for the first few months, I started just researching small companies, bath and body lines, as well as some fashion accessory lines, working in my Upper East Side studio apartment, and just, you know, working away, researching, Googling names and seeing who's hot. We'd go to Sephora, see what lines are out there, just pitching my work that I've done in the past, but of course adding Bella's name to it. And you know, one client, you know, my first client, I literally gave my services away, meaning as for a monthly retainer fee, the fee was nothing. But, you know, the press that I got in that one client just piggybacked off of it and got my other four clients just because they saw her name in press, and they were contacting her and saying, who's your publicist? You know, where are you getting all this press from? And it worked. And it's nice to know that I have the respect in the industry, that I did it right. I didn't burn any bridges, and, you know, no one can point any fingers at me.
I love your story for so many reasons, not the least of which is it really is the story of all lifestyle CEOs when you get out there and you discover, quite by accident, that you have an affinity for something, a talent for something.
Right.
Something just comes to you so naturally, and even though you have been thrown into the frying pan, or I guess from the frying pan and into the fire, as you were when your boss went on maternity leave,
right,
you were able to just jump right in there, and as you say, it wasn't easy, but
right,
it's described as you found a talent and some gifts that you have.
It was the best experience.
And it's probably one of the things that makes you so great, Marla, for helping other women who have done the same thing to get the word out about their product.
Yeah, I mean, wait, can you repeat that one more time, Donna?
I said your story of having found your talent and sort of stride is what, you know, many women who have started their own businesses have also done. They've stumbled upon through life's experiences, something that they really love to do and that they're good at.
Well, you know, it's so true. And, you know, I'm not, you know, as for being the expert in this, all I know is just I have the experience and I've been there. And, you know, when people say to me, you know, I'm thinking about starting a business, I just say, just do it. Just do it. I mean, why not? You know, the longer you wait, the longer it's not going to happen. And especially those colleagues of mine who don't have family, and, you know, and this is the time to do it. Even if you do have a family, you're never fully prepared. When you have a child, no matter how much money you have or, you know, if you're mental, you're never fully prepared. And if you think that, well, I'm not going to do it until I have all my ducks in order, because you know what, something else comes up, and you know, and it takes away. And I'm a big believer on taking the risk. I mean, yes, there are people that out there that don't want to take the risk and the responsibility. And it's a major responsibility. This is my baby. I mean, I live and breathe it, and it is when things are not good, then you know it's. You're the one that you're tossing and turning every night, and you know, and I do have a full staff, and you know, and they're, and they, and the girls, they mean a lot to me, and I'm there. I need to take care of them, and I want them to be happy here. So it's just, you know, there's a lot to do. I'm the boss. I'm the janitor. I'm the, you know, the bookkeeper. I'm that. And but you know, that's what it's about. And especially at this early in the ball game, that
right.
you can't. You know, I don't sit back and I don't say, oh, I'm an owner of a PR agency and whatever, because you can get caught up in that, especially in New York City and the whole publicist life. I'm sure everyone has probably seen Sex in the City, and and I've been called Samantha, but that's not what it's. I mean, you know, maybe in 10, 15 years when I can, you know, have the younger ones at the office do, you know, meeting the editors and doing this. But, you know, I have such a passion for this. And that's what
really, really counts. And I'm so excited to hear, you know, your story and how you started and that you have that passion, because I can tell you guys that are listening out there, that passion is transferable. And when we come back, we're going to talk about one of the reasons why that passion is so important to getting publicity for your business.
Right.
We're going to come back in a bit and talk about that. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria, the original Lifestyle CEO, and we are talking with publicist Marla Russo from Bella PR in New York City. And just so you guys know, today's show is sponsored by the Handmade Beauty Network, where you can go to get all kinds of beauty products made by hand from scratch using mostly natural ingredients. Visit handmadebeauty.com for more information. And while you're there, check out the information on our conference page about our upcoming conference, our one-day intensive on July 15th, 2006 in Secaucus, New Jersey. where today's guest will be speaking about generating the buzz on a budget. Welcome back, Marla. We are going to talk during this segment about what in the world is public relations.
Well, okay. Well, I will do it in a nutshell. Public relations, as it's not advertising. It's and as my family still thinks, I'm in advertising. So I give up in explaining it. So now I disagree. Yes, I'm in advertising. But public relations is everything. Bottom line is everything that we do has to be newsworthy. So our contacts are the media. It's the editors at Longley Publications, as the Allure, the Glamour, the Cosmo, the Oprah Magazine. We pitch to producers for the TV shows, for like news where they do special like style sections, style segments. We'll pitch producers for that. Also for like The View, where they'll do what's hot for the summer and what's new on the beauty counters. Well, you know, they'll do special segments like that. So it's where editors are influencers. So editors where compare the difference between a PR credit in a magazine compared to an advertisement is in an advertisement, you pay for that. That is, you know, the company, they gave their $30,000 for a quarter of a page in a magazine, and they could put whatever they want on that page.
Right.
As for editors, they're the ones writing the story. They're writing beauty stories saying what's hot for, you know, these are the must-haves for the summer. And they're influencers. And they're going to say, you know, through reviewing several different lip balms, these are our favorite picks. You know, and they'll put the product in there and a little blurb about them and where to buy them. And that just gives the product credibility. And that's where, you know, you're a consumer. You open up the magazine and you see an advertisement ad. And you're like, okay, well, it looks great, but you don't know anything about it. Of course, it's going to say the best perfume because they paid for that. Mm-hmm. But when you read what an editor has to say about it, it's like, okay, I have to go and get this because she's the beauty editor at Allure. You know, I have to try this. So that's really what it is that we take your product and editors are constantly contacting us and saying we're working on this story for the October issue or this story for, you know, what's new section. And we send them what they're looking for. They do a review on it. They test it. They, whatever the case may be. And they write about it. If they love it and if it's what they're looking for and they feel it's the best new mascara out there or the best body cream out there, they will write about it. So, you know, our job here and the fact that we're down the street from all the top magazines where they're making the decisions and doing the photo shoots and so on, you know, we send these products out and, you know, we get the editor's feedback. And, you know, and if they like it, they're going to write about it. But we, as publicists, though, we don't just give them the product. We build a story around it to build the excitement around the product. Even the way we package it, we do, you know, special mailing, something that's eye-catching and something out-of-the-box idea, you know, and it's a great way for an editor to look at, okay, this is just a lip balm, but they look at it differently, the way that we send it out and the creativity behind it, and really emphasize on what's in it, what's the, you know, it's all natural, it's this product, it's, so that's where it catches editors' attention. And we also, as publicists, we create stories, too. Let's say, you know, there's a product where there's a very unique ingredient. So we would, you know, do some research, or the creator would tell us, you know, this ingredient is great for stretch marks or whatever it is. And so we would put together a press release and say, hey, this ingredient just found out. Like, for instance, we had a product where elderberries were in it, and elderberries, recent study shows, are more antioxidants than blueberries. So we did a whole press release on that, and an editor loved it. She's like, this is a great idea. So they did research on other products that have elderberry in it, and then featured the product, our product. So it's really, you know, being public relations, especially in beauty and fashion, it's being creative, but it's getting the key points and messages out there, getting it in the magazines, in the right demographic target, And, you know, just one placement leads to 10 other placements. I mean, we've had placements in Lucky Magazine where a producer from Movie in a Makeover that's on TBS contacted us because they're doing a travel story and our product was a travel set and they saw it. So, you know, so we all, it all works together. And we also work with celebrities and sending celebrities, it's called a celebrity outreach. We'll send them some of the clients' products and say, you know, try this out. What do you know? You know, do you like it? And, you know, celebrities say, yeah, I think it's great. We get their permission, not as them being a spokesperson for the line, but just a fan of it. And we have that with several of our clients. We have some great A-list celebrities that are fans of the line. So we're able to use it. And we've been in People Magazine with that. So, you know, there's different ways of doing it. But, you know, public relations, it's bottom line is everything that we do has to be newsworthy.
Well, let's really, I'm so glad you said that because that's one of the first things you said in answer to the question. And it's also how you ended your answer. And I love that because what I have seen is what you just said, which is it's a newsworthiness that creates the interest in the product and mm-hmm. not just the fact that you have a product and it's great.
Absolutely. It's really, okay, why is, what is different about this lip balm? You know, how did it get started? And that's why it's so important. When we sign on clients, new clients, we do what is called editor deskside briefings. And what that is that we make appointments, 2-3-day appointments with all the top beauty editors here in the city. Someone from the company come, you know, they come with us. We go meet with the editors. We sit down with the editors because it's not just about pitching the product. It's also about pitching the designer and the entrepreneur and, you know, and how the line got started. It's a great opportunity for editors to meet the creator and know, okay, well, this wasn't just done in some factory and no one knows what's in the product or what's going on. You know, they like to hear the story. They like to hear that, you know, these products are being made in a kitchen and, you know, they love that. They love that there's a story behind it and how the person got started and why this lip balm compared to the 20,000 that's out there. And owning an agency and repping almost 20 different beauty lines, it's amazing how everyone has their own niche. Everyone has their own story, how they got started, their price points, their availability, their colors, their ingredients. And it's amazing, and it just keeps on going on, and, you know, we learn new things all the time. I mean, we're not the creators. We learn about what certain oils, essential oils do. And so, you know, it's just great to feed us all this information. We somewhat become an editor in the sense of, because we have to write the press material and the releases and so on. So, you know, the more we know of what's happening in the industry, the more creative we can get with our clients. So it's, you know, it's not just about the product. It's also about who's making it and where they're looking to take the line.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to The Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about The Future of Talk Radio today.
Hello, everyone out there in Lifestyle CEO land. Now, I know you were all sitting there going, what happened? What happened? Well, we just had a Lifestyle CEO moment, and I know you all know what that is. It's when some sort of technical difficulty comes along and tries to sabotage your day or your radio show. But it's not going to happen to us because we have overcome the difficulty, and we are right back here talking to Marla Russo about what a small startup business can do to start generating the buzz about their business. Take it away, Marla.
Well, there are different ways of doing it. First thing would be, and through my experience, is being organized and making sure what you want the editors to know, that the product is, you know, if you're talking about product or anything else, is that it's done, meaning the product is in this is the final production of it, and it's ready to go and send out, and there's no tags being missed, or, you know, these are just mock-up labels on here. It really has to be the final product.
Well,
and
let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that just from having, you know, the Handmade Beauty Business Magazine, which was launched last year, I'll just give an example of how significant this is and how difficult it can be for editors. And I'm just a teeny-weeny little publication. We ran a contest for some products, and we were considering a product that we had received, and we went to the company's website, and the product was not there. So we contacted the company to say, okay, you submitted this product for this issue, but we didn't see it at your website. You know,
right.
Maybe we're looking in the wrong place. And they wrote back and said that they had decided to take the product, they're revamping their line,
mm-hmm.
and they removed that product. And I said, oh, okay, well, you know, contact us if you have something else you'd like to share.
Right.
And so they put the product back up at the website and said, well, if you're considering us, then we're going to keep the product in the line. And I remember thinking, of course, you know, I'm a small business owner myself, and I understand those kinds of things are done. But for me, as an editor of a magazine, it was terrifying to include that product, because what if they change their minds again?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean,
the readers would read our magazine, and they would go to the website, and it wouldn't be there.
Right. Well, really, and it's the same thing as for PR. I mean, we get you press, but we have to make sure that all the correct information is there that the editors are going to print, that a consumer can read it, because bottom line is PR is about increasing your sales, driving traffic to wherever it's sold, to your website or toll-free number, and being able to purchase the product. And that's where your sales increase and your company grows and so on. So if you have a product that an editor featured in the magazine, and it's, let's just say it's the website's not correctly spelled or the toll-free number's not there, then a consumer can't get to it. And if a consumer can't get to it, then you, as the owner, you're not going to see any type of traffic, any type of sale increase from that hit. So it's just so important that if an editor says we're going to feature this line, this product, and know that magazines, long lead publications, have 4 month lead time. So when they're calling and they're fact checking and they're saying, okay, this is the product we're using, is this the correct suggested retail price, is this where to buy it, yes, but that information has to be right even 4 months later or 6 months later. So it's very important for, you know, if someone is to do PR on their own and, you know, to start creating a buzz, that you're organized and everything is in order, and that, you know, the product that you're sending out to an editor, don't have in back of your mind, well, let me send her out this because, you know, but I'm not going to have it in a few more weeks, so let me just send it out, because that is not good. That's not good for you. So it's very important to have what you have. This is it. We're not changing it, not for now. We're going to send it out, and, you know, we're going to get the press on it or whatever the case may be. So
make sure you're organized. And that's a credibility issue too, right?
It absolutely, because if an editor calls and they says, okay, we're going to feature this. Now they wrote the story all up. They had the shoot, the photo shoot and everything. Then you're on the other line saying, well, actually, I'm not using that product anymore. We discontinued it. And that's why sometimes we get phone calls saying, oh, my God, something was just pulled from a shoot or whatever the case may be. Can we get one of your products on our desk in an hour? And the fact that we're down the street from all the editors, we could do that. But that turns editors away, and it turns them off about the companies. If
it's
not
harder for them to do their job.
Yeah, and it really is, because now they have to go back to print, and they have to change what they wrote. And, you know, and they can't get hate mail from their readers. They have to make their readers happy. So if they put something in a magazine that is no longer existing, it can't even find it, a reader is going to be, you know, upset about it. And you're wasting their time, and it's just not good. And it's just, you want to make sure you have everything in order, and, you know, this is what you want. This is the press. You want press on this, and you gotta have it around.
So for small companies being organized, as you say, is the first thing you thought of. In that case, if you are like the chief cook and bottle washer, would you say that it's also important for someone doing this on their own to have a small, discrete line of products to start with?
I've come across companies, they've come to me where they had 3 products in their line. And then there are companies, when they first started off, they had 20 products in their line. I mean, it's really what you're capable of handling. And, you know, and you're not just throwing anything out there just to say you have a full, complete line. I mean, that I definitely tell you not to do because, again, editors are testing this stuff. And they're testing your stuff right next to they're testing an Estee Lauder line or they're testing a Lancome line. And you really, you know, you want to be able to say, here is my product. Here is where I put all my work and hour and money, and this is what I come up with. And you're proud of that product. Not where, well, this is, you know, give it a shot. You know, this is what I have. Because, you know, editors see that. They see it through the packaging. They see it through the texture of the product. How it's put together. And it's like, you know what? If the designer didn't put so much thought and passion and effort into it, then they editors see that. I mean, they get bombarded with products, thousands of products a day. And they know, okay, this line, you could tell. I mean, yeah, the label is very homemade looking, but the product smells great, got a great feel, whatever it is. So it's, you know, it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. And that really, you know, that's business, I guess, 101.
That's 101, yeah. So be organized, and then so also make sure that you know yourself. And how capable are you of putting out?
And be proud of it. Be proud of this is what you made. And really, because you know what? People, they feel your energy. They hear the passion in you that, you know, look what I've put together. Look at this cream. Look at this. Look at that. You know, look at the designing of the label that I did. And, you know, people, they see that. They feel it and they want to congratulate you on it. And they, you know, want to take that extra moment with it. I'm speaking as for editors and, you know, and really test out the line.
Right, and I speaking of that, you've talked about it a couple of times, the passion and the story behind the product. I remember one of my clients was on a Shop at Home television show, and the first thing that the host said as she introduced the line was not how great the products were, but, hey, I really love the story behind how you started your business. Tell me the story.
Absolutely.
And the little ticker on the screen that counted the numbers.
And everyone likes those stories.
I haven't said anything about the products yet.
I know, and you know what? And those stories are inspirational, and it really, you know, because you know that it's not being made in a factory where no one really, you know, throw in the ingredients and whatever and just let the machines do it. People like to know that this stuff is being made by hand and that the heart and soul is put into it.
And so let's say you are organized, you have your line down, and you've got, even if your labels are, you know, printed on your printer, they're nicely done, they're applied straight, your line is down, everything is, you know, discreet and in order, and you've got your story together, what do you do next?
Well, I will tell you this, is that read the magazines. Okay. Know what are being featured in these magazines. And know what your demographic target is. You know, if you got a line that is for kids, it's the packaging is whimsical and fun, you're really not going to send it to Oprah magazine just because that's really not their target. And you really, that's one thing. Editors want you to know what is in their magazines. They want you to, they want to think that you are reading their magazine every month. You know about the different sections and with the different editors, what they like to feature and so on. You know, if you're talking, I mean, organic style is no longer a print, but let's just take that for instance. It's organic style. It's organic products. So if you were to send something over to them that's full of chemicals and this and that, it doesn't make sense. So the first thing first is, who is your demographic target? What are the top, let's say, 10 magazines that you feel is a right fit for your line, that you feel those readers are going to be the ones to call and order your product if it's featured. So that's for one thing. And, you know, it's about putting together a nice package. Be aware that things leak. Be aware that things crack and break. So really do a nice wrapping so an editor open doesn't receive a box where there's leakage and oil. And because you know what they do? They throw it right away.
Yeah.
And it's the truth. They don't want to be bothered and stick their hand in glass or whatever. You know, they're not going to call up and say, can you send us another sample? It's just not going to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's another thing. Be aware of how does a package, is it going to leak, is it going to die? And if you do, and if you know that, well, you know, this bottle does leak a lot, then get a new bottle. You know,
yeah.
Just because it might be the cheap one and, you know, cheaper
right.
and you're trying to save, but you know what? Your first impression is your last impression.
Right, and they don't really care about the saving issue.
Right, yeah, and, you know, it's important, especially things like that. You just want the editors to see and say, wow. Okay,
yeah,
what is
yeah.
this?
Let me
feel it. Let me smell
right.
it. Play with it. So
right.
that's
the information, Marla. We're going to take another break.
Okay, great.
We're going to come back and allow some of our listeners to call in on our toll-free number, 800-773-0355. If you have some questions or comments about getting a buzz out about your business, you can ask Marla. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show with Marla Russo of Bella PR. She's giving us all the tips and tricks that we need to know to get buzz on a budget about our products. If you have questions or comments, you can call Marla at 800-773-0355. And before we took our last break, Marla had gone through and given some really great tips. So get your pens and your paper out. She said make sure you're organized, know your capabilities, and importantly, Marla, you talked about targeting publications, looking at them, and seeing your products actually fitting in there mm-hmm. before you just send the stuff out. And so once you've done all that, your labels are on right, your bottles don't leak, what do you do? Let's say you've targeted three or four editors at four different publications.
Right.
And you want to send them your stuff.
Right. Well, you know, importantly, as in PR 101, it's having a press release together. And
okay.
it's not a press release that's four pages long. Really keep it basic, right to the point. What is this line? What is it different? Products in the line, a little description of each, suggested retail price, and where to buy, and a little bit of a background of the company. You can keep it a page. And it's just a great way for the editors just to kind of get a feel of who the designer is and where does this product come from.
Now, do you have to tie that into the news, for example? I mean, clearly, if you have an SPF product, you're probably going to get some notion to, you know, try and pitch it for publications that will be dealing with those kinds of issues, sun exposure,
right.
off the beach, those kinds.
You don't necessarily, you know, just a basic release. I mean, the editors, they create the story as well.
Okay.
So if you're sending them an SPF product, okay, this will work for a summer story. This will
okay.
work for even the fall. You know, they do SPF all year round just because
right.
it's just a known thing that even though you're not literally laying out in the sun,
uh-huh.
that you still have sun exposure when you go get your mail or when you go walk your dog.
Right.
So they're constantly doing stories like that. But, you know, instead of being, you know, because you don't, when you do a release sometimes and you just target yourself, oh, this is a great Mother's Day gift or a great, you know, Father's Day gift, you're kind of just limiting yourself.
Okay.
You know, because you already put the idea in the editor saying, okay, oh, yeah, they just want this for Father's Day stories, and, you know, we're not doing that for now. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah, that's a really good point. So you don't have to actually wrap your release around it, although, obviously, if there is some newsworthy.
Yeah, not, yeah, exactly. It's not really, I mean, when we have an, you know, us having an agency here, we're able to do different mailings. You know, we're able to get creative with the line because an editor, they've seen it, just the basic line, basic press release. Now we're getting creative with it. You know, this is a great Mother's Day gift or a great beach bag essential or whatever the case may be. So it's just important. You just want the editor to know about the line.
So, and it, so let's just say I'm starting out. It doesn't have to be fancy. I have a lip balm. I can send, you know, and, in three flavors. I can send, you know, all three tubes in a folder that has the suggested retail price, a bio on the company, and that's it.
And that's it. And it's just a great, great way just to introduce the line. You know, you could do it in a cute packaging, you know, in a box or whatever, you know, the case may be that, that go along with your graphics and, you know, and your colors and so on. But, you know, not too much though. You don't want to be sending them a blow up chair or, a beach umbrella and saying this is a beauty, you know, summer essential.
Right.
You know, you just wanted something so an editor see and be like, oh, this is cute. Okay. You know, open it and, you know, and take it from there. But, you know, because sometimes too much is too much, you know, and you just really want to do it right. And that's why us being an agency, there are do's and don'ts. You know, there's ways of pitching a line and contacting an editor. And, you know, you can't just keep calling and calling, did you receive it, did you receive it? It's just a matter of every now and then doing an update or showing, you know, sending them what's new in the collection, but not overbearing.
Well, let's talk about, let's say, all the New York magazines and things that you work with are great, and it's great to work up to those. What do you think about someone just, you know, basically starting with the neighborhood publications in their own backyard?
Absolutely. I mean, regional press is so important, you know, because it's a story there. And, you know, people like to know, wow, this girl lives right down the street from me, or, you know, her stuff is sold at, you know, Bob's store, and you know, so it's a nice feeling. It's definitely. I mean, that's what we do when we sign on edit clients. We not only pitch to long lead and short leads, we also do regional press as well. You know, clients in Tampa. She's a designer. We pitch to the Tampa, you know, news and newspapers and local magazines. And you know, regional press is just as important as national.
Right, and also if your sales come from your website, you can pitch to the online
apps, and that's what we do too. We pitch to all internet reviews from Style Bakery to Daily Candy to She Finds. I mean, it really, there's just, it's a whole, and the magazines have all online publications, online sites. So there's a whole separate editors that we pitch to, you know. So it's interesting how, you know, one little press, and we also pitch to regional TV as well.
Right, and so what you're describing is that there's really no end to the possibilities. When you send out one package, it could go to that particular editor. It could be forwarded to the editor of the online publication.
Absolutely. And it's just important, keep the momentum going, know who your target is, not being overbearing, and, you know, just making sure they're understanding the line. But, yeah, I mean, I would say starting off regional press would be great.
That is such great tips. And for those of you who might be interested in calling in to ask questions, 800-773-0355. If you don't call in, that's okay, because I have a ton of them. I'm going to ask questions for the people who might not be able to get to the phone. Marla, what do you think about you know, using other types of vehicles other than press releases? Let's just say you have read a great story in a magazine, and let's talk for a second about people who may be selling services, like they may offer, you know, PR consulting services like you, or they may be a pediatrician who has just launched a line of children's skincare products, and they offer consultation services as well. What kinds of things can service providers do? I mean, you can't send a product.
Right.
The pediatrician coach had a product line, but let's say
well, we actually, you know, in the
area.
Right. In the past, we've represented celebrity makeup artists, hairstylists.
Right.
You know, we currently represent a skincare expert. So it's, you know, editors, it's, you're right. It's not always about the product. It's about tips and advice and, you know, crediting, you know, what's aromatherapy? Who's an aromatherapist? We, you know, offer one of our clients to answer some of the following questions, and they credit our clients as so-and-so aromatherapist plus founder of, and then also if they have a line, they'll mention their line.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, absolutely. It's not always about a product. You know, it's about people's services and what, you know, tips and advice they can give to editors. And editors are always, always looking for that expert advice and, you know, different ways of taking their story and giving a little bit of a twist to it or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, and that's why it's very important when you write the press release, you know, about, let's say, a product, but you also put in there that they are a celebrity stylist or, you know, or just a stylist or a skincare expert, that you're always willing, that you're able to speak with. Like, for instance, we rep a self-tanner line, and, you know, and we use the creator who put this together, self-tanner line. She gives us editors tips. We get her on phone interviews on ways of putting on the self-tanner, or if you messed up the self-tanner, what are ways of, you know, exfoliating your skin or ways of correcting it. So we really utilize our clients in every aspect, you know, if they're expertise. I mean, we rep a hair care line based out of Brooklyn, and so we use them. They specialize in curls, kinks, and waves. And so when they're doing, editors are doing curly hair stories, we say, hey, would you like to speak to so-and-so? You know, they have this salon, and they could give great tips on how to tame the curls during the humidity. So, yeah, I mean, it's really working the whole package.
And so if someone is interested, in the few seconds that we have left, Marla, if someone is interested in engaging the services of a publicist, what sorts of things should they look for? Just maybe two or three basic things and important things to look for.
Absolutely. You have to, bottom line is you have to have a good feel working together, because your publicist is your voice. We are the middleman. What you tell us is what we tell the press. So you have to really feel comfortable with your publicist, and you gotta know that your publicist understands your line and where you're looking to take it. So that's very important. You know, if you interviewing publicists and they tell you, you know, sign on with us and we'll get you in every magazine, you know, blah, 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 hang up the phone or get out of the office, because that's not what it's about. It's about building a relationship. Get the momentum going, introducing the line to the editors, and, you know, and build off of that. But, you know, anything is possible. Yes, you know, I signed on a first client, one of our clients, and the first 2 weeks they were in the Daily News, in People Magazine, in the New York Post. Because, yes, there was a celebrity twist to it, but, you know, that's not the norm. I mean, sometimes it takes a few months, and that's something that you have to understand, that this is not something that will happen overnight. It takes a few months. And but, you know, bottom line, it's just like with everything, with a doctor or your hairstylist, you have to feel comfortable with your publicist, and you have to be able to work together, because it's not about we did this, we did that. It's working together. It's brainstorming ideas together and making sure that we, the publicist, are on the right track and getting where you want to go.
So building that relationship.
It's building the relationship, just like with any business relationship. It's really about, are we doing the right thing for you? Is this your target? You know, and it's important. Some edits, some clients want to just be in trade publications just to build their, you know, their buyers and their availability. So that's what we do. So, you know, it's just like anything else. You've got to have that relationship.
Right, and if you're doing it yourself, you can build that yourself until you get to the point where you can engage the services.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So once you do get that, even if you just have one hit, I remember when I first started out in business, I was featured in a very, very small neighborhood newspaper, and you would have thought I had been in the New York Times.
Right.
And I didn't have a website at the time, but guess what? It's up at my website now. And so for you guys, when you're out there, when you're featured somewhere, Marla, they should tell people about it. Make a color copy of it. Put it in your portfolio.
Right.
And
you know, every press is good press. I mean, don't limit yourself and say, oh, this, like, you know, I want to be in the Cosmo, but I was in, you know, First for Women, or because those magazines have huge circulations, and a lot of times you're going to see more traffic, you know, more sales increase coming from those magazines, as, you know, the other high end, you know, fashion beauty magazines. So every magazine, and that's why you never burn bridges with any editors. You know, every editor will get your stuff in their magazine if they like it, and you just and also know magazines, editors move around a lot.
So there's a lot of turnover.
A lot. And that's why burning bridges, don't do it.
Marla, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me, and I just want to wish everyone lots of luck and success, and I congratulate everyone who has taken the risk in starting their own thing. But it's you know, my whole thing is that, you know, make life, it's not a struggle, it's a challenge.
Well, let's tell everybody how to reach you, too. You're online at bellapr.com.
Correct.
You can call Marla at area code 212-868-8183. Thanks for joining us today on the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be back next week with another great show about how to get media for your business, specifically around the holidays. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love.
Thank you.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.